Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sandspants Radio, the reason Firefly was cancelled.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I am Mum.
I am Dad.
And I'm Ryder. Yeah.
And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. Our first question comes from Tom Anderson on the Discord. No, on the Gmail. He says, "Hi, Bailey family. My wife has a larger family, and rather than buy each other presents at Christmas, they do Secret Santa. I've now been bought into this, but have found that people spend significantly more than the limit which has been set. How do I know what to get for one of my family, one of my wife's family, without either being extravagant or seen as tight with money? Yours, the awkward brother-in-law, Tom."
Well, straight away, yeah. I have an idea. What's Secret Santa.
Yeah.
So, doesn't matter what you get, you claim ownership of another thing.
So, you keep a keen eye out, because it doesn't, during Secret Santa, you never reveal who gave the gift.
That's
right. But it's always after where you're like, was it you? Did you give me this?
Yeah. And so you choose a great one and be like, that was me, before the whoever actually did it can say anything. And then when they do it, you're like, no. Yeah, but
I like about it is that you've put the person who actually bought the present in a position where they will seem petty if they claim, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's right.
If they're like, no, it was me, I bought you that present, then you can hit back with like, nobody should.
Doesn't matter who did it, if you say it first.
But are you allowed to say it as they're opening it?
What?
No, when they first open it. Is that what when you're going to reveal that you
are gaming computer? I gave you that. Oh,
just got to do it before whoever actually bought it can say.
That's funny, because you've got to hope that it's the best present. You know what I mean? Like if they open it and you're like, I got you that. And then later on somebody opens something way better.
But,
like,
but the thing is that we have done a Secret Santa once, and it wasn't actually Secret Santa. It was just like, everyone put our names in a hat, and then you drew out the hat, the name from the hat, and you just had to buy for those people. Yeah, so we used to put...
That's Secret Santa.
Yeah, what is
No.
No, Jack.
We had a different Secret Santa where we got a random person.
But it was like,
this
okay,
is completely different.
Johnny and Cassie, you're buying for this family member.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Mm. So it was like, instead of individuals, it was like a group.
Yeah, it was like, okay, so Jackson, you're buying for Bella.
Yeah, okay.
That's still Secret Santa.
Yeah, I don't know what's different. What do you think this is?
Secret Santa is when no one knows.
So it's Secret Santa, but you tell them you've got them.
Yeah,
We did that, and we didn't tell until we opened them all.
Yeah, but eventually you got to tell. Is it, what I'm wondering
do
is...
Do you, though?
Well, I think somebody will, because somebody wants to claim ownership. Mm. You know, you don't. The only reason you don't tell in a Secret Santa is if your gift was shit. Then you just sit there and hope that you're like, God, I hope we don't do the reveal.
Well, for this guy, all he has to do really is not say anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone
that's
else will go, I did this, I got that, I got that.
And then I was going to say, it's not like if he says nothing and everyone else reveals, someone will do the deductive reasoning and be like, only person who didn't, so that means cheap present.
But you know, I had the reverse. When we went up to Byron Bay for Christmas, we all had, you know, like a $30 limit or something, and I found this fantastic retro bowl.
Yeah.
And I bought it. And my present was by far the rest. And everyone was saying, oh, my God, who? That's great. Did you get that? And I was like, I couldn't say.
Why?
Because no one was saying. Santa. So I couldn't say I was the one
I who cheated
bought
in that
awesome present.
I cheated in that thing.
How did you cheat?
Didn't follow the rules.
What do you mean?
It had to be like environmentally friendly or something.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I cheated. Mine was made in China.
China's very environmental.
Well, I'm not shipping a little basket to Australia. Any of Dad's family listening?
Yes,
I
cheated, well,
and
they
I'm
will
not
be
ashamed.
But I think, Ryder, your first suggestion is playing a very dangerous game.
Mm. What, claiming ownership?
We're claiming ownership of the most expensive present, because while you get rid of the shame of being a cheapskate, on the one hand, on the other hand, you gain an enemy in the room. Because that person's going, that's my present.
And
that's bastard.
It's great because this is Tom's first Christmas with his wife's family.
So yes. Like,
you know what you don't forever say? You don't say, I got you that. You go, did you like it?
Yeah.
It's and great, isn't it?
Are you claiming ownership?
All through the rest of the day you're saying, how are you liking your gold watch?
You're enjoying the diamond-encrusted watch there? Yeah.
It would be fun to claim ownership and then look around the room to see the faces and the one that did do it, see if you can spot them by their look of terror and shock as you claim ownership of their gift.
As you lord it over the rest.
Yeah. Well, you better not be there for next Christmas because someone's out to get you.
What's scary, I think, is that it's such a dangerous game. So everybody goes over, and so you think I got to match it, and you buy a really expensive gift. But then everybody this year plays it straight and goes under, and all of a sudden you have mum's problem, because if you've got something good, but it's to the price, everyone's like, great. But if you've paid too much, all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, who do they think they are?
Yeah, coming into this family.
Yeah. Showing us up. Thinks he's
but he's
college
saying that
boy.
That family, which our family also does.
Oh, yeah. It's a notorious family practice. You're like, oh, we'll just make it 20 cents. But then everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, look, I just saw it. It was like $400. I thought it just made me think of you.
Yeah.
I better go over it.
Had to get it.
What you can do is, but you have to think ahead, which we never do in this family, is you go to the sales and you get a designer something for $25 and you just stick it in your cupboard.
That's true. Well, the trick as well is that no one ever knows. So you could get something cheap and claim it was expensive.
But just rip the tag off.
It's an issue for this person, so
clearly.
Is this really important?
I don't know.
I should stop playing with it because I've already sort of pulled it apart twice.
I think it's fine. Let me have a look at it. No, it screws
and
unscrews.
It's wobbly and stuff. No, it doesn't. Don't stop. You've probably broke it even more now. There's two yellow wires that connect to the end, and I think we've been twisting them.
Look, I think it's fine. We have
just
plenty
hide
of
it.
Them. I'll
just hide it.
Okay, Zabit will never listen to this episode. And everyone listening, don't you dare tell him. That's our secret between Bailey Family Circus and you.
Well, no one knows what we broke.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The secret
He'll
breaking
be hunting around the house all the time.
Yeah. Jack, have you seen
No.
No.
Where'd you hear such a thing?
I'm sure it was on the table just in front of Ryder's microphone.
Don't think so. Yeah. So clearly it is an issue. So it must be the kind of thing where people, what I'm wondering is it the kind of thing where people are checking? Is it that kind of family? Where if you buy something, are they going online and looking it up and being like,
if they are,
the price?
You better get out of that house.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's not a good thing.
You don't need that. You don't need that.
Yeah, we've got a few family members and you give them things and they go, oh, isn't it quaint? Where did you get it? And then you can't say, the market or the op shop.
Yeah, the $2 shop.
What about you have fun with it? Everybody, I was going to say, like, you know, it's like, oh, the price is this much. I was like, what if you just shopped at Coles, got heaps of food or something? The price is $40, get $40 worth of bananas. Look, I kept it to the price. Yeah. I always think a philosophy I have with gift giving, but I think for me it's more towards kids than anything else, is if it's big in size, it's impressive, no matter how much it costs. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm.
Even if it's not a great gift, too.
If it's huge. If as a kid someone had gotten me like a giant teddy bear, I wouldn't have, who cares, but I would have just loved how big it was.
Yes.
And
yes,
seeing the package in under the Christmas tree that big.
Yes. And knowing it was for you,
it would have blown my little mind.
What could they give you that was really big that you wouldn't have liked?
I'll tell you what, yeah. A desk.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
From who?
From Father Christmas.
Oh, that's when? Terrible.
Like when you were younger?
Yeah, I was like 10.
Last year. No, well,
when you were 10. No, desk is no good when you're 10.
And yeah, that's the worst time to get it. It was to share between us.
Communal desk. That is the worst.
It had a map of the of the world on top of
it.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Wait, it's cool now.
Mm. Yeah, but not when you're 10.
Now it's a hipster thing.
Mm, right.
Oh, my God.
Did you use the desk to study on?
No.
No.
Right. Because when you're 10, you're just not gonna.
Share presents are a bastard. Oh. Don't give share presents. I mean, no. I think.
Unless it's like a trampoline for your kids. That's awesome.
Yeah,
but
well, we gave you a trampoline.
And it was grass.
Or like a PlayStation or something.
Yeah, if it's something you can both use together at the same time, then that's fine. But nothing you have to actually swap between you.
Yeah, and, that's terrible. Then you've basically given
my turn on the desk.
Oh, Cass is hogging the desk.
Did you line up with your homework ready in your hands?
Yes, we didn't.
So what are we recommending for old Tommy?
Well, depending on his financial situation, if he's happy to spend a bit more, let's say the price range is $50, spend $60.
Yeah. Right.
Just so if they do Google it, they can say, well, he spent more than the price range.
But it's not so much more that it makes him look
Yeah,
like
it's an extra
tenner. You just got to go on, you've got to spend some time. You got to go on eBay or on Etsy and get something really unique and interesting or something that would be normally expensive but it's cheap because it's on eBay.
What would be good, although I don't think this is what's happened to Tom, but if Tom was there with his wife and they were getting the present together.
Well, then it's not even his problem.
Well, yeah, well, because no matter what they get, it's a little bit on his wife and wife's family, so no one's going to care. But he's going to be scrutinized for his present this year.
You know what he should do? He should shame them. Huh. He should say, oh, man, you know, this is so humiliating. I thought that
we were going to go on, though.
Yeah, and now I feel really ashamed, and shame on you for doing this. And
shame on your houses.
For what?
Yeah, what kind of people are you?
To do what? What for doing what?
Set a limit and then go right above it so other people feel ashamed.
No, because then they'll hate him. If someone, if a new person did that in our family, I'd be whispering.
Yeah.
That's gossip city.
Yeah.
But what I would
I'd love it.
Depends what label he wants to walk out with.
Yeah.
Cheapskate
or
flashy, like he's too flashy and trying to show everyone up. What do you call that? Cheapskate's college boy
or college boy.
You know, like, oh, thanks, he's too good
too good for the family, you know?
Yeah.
Went away to college, came back thinking he's intelligent and rich.
That's a very specific type of college boy, though. Most college boys are just people in college.
College boy.
They were trying to get a degree.
Next time I drive past Latrobe, I'm going to yell out the window.
College boy.
Fucking wankers.
Move out of the way, college boy.
But if he does what Mum did, then he's, like, upstart.
Upstart. Just really genuinely say, gee, this is really embarrassing. Like just pay them. What's the word?
No, you can't do that.
If he does, he'll get in so much trouble.
You know what they're going to say? Who does he think he is?
I reckon.
Fucking nerve. Oh, liberty.
I think my advice would be fly under the radar.
Yes.
Get a gift that is so middle of the road that whoever gets it opens it up and he's like, oh, and then they move on.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
This is what you do. This is what everyone does in that situation. If the limit is $30, you have to spend $60.
Yeah.
Really?
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You're right.
Because you're better to be seen as college boy
than
cheapskate.
That's fucking exactly what I said, and you turned me down, and we're like, nah, do fucking this thing.
But I'm mum.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
But I'm wiser than you.
But it was my idea. You just made it more.
What did you say?
I said
you only
it
gave
was
$10.
Yeah,
that's not enough.
Yeah. What doubling
in our
it.
Family? That wouldn't be enough.
I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't have to cost more. It just has to really look like it costs more.
Because they don't never has a price tag attached. So it's just as long as it looks extravagant. So just whatever you get, stick some fake diamonds on it. Or
anything for the garden. A sculpture for the garden, even if it was $8, it's going to look good.
Because of the size thing as well. You get a bird bath, No matter how much it costs, people are happy.
Mm. Ah, yeah.
Buy a bird bath.
No, even just like a sculpture.
You've got to get a nice bird bath.
You can get it.
Have you ever seen a bad bird bath, Mum? Yeah, you're thinking.
What's the worst such thing? Bird bath?
That's a cheap bird bath.
Got me a bad bird
bath. A bowl.
A bowl on a stump.
Well, it maybe just doesn't work.
Yeah, it does not.
Well, like a plate.
A flat, you just get it, the pour water on the top, just make it wet.
It's flat.
All right, so my advice would be get a bird bath because I think it's hard to go wrong with bird baths.
Yeah, I say spend $10 over the limit.
Ah, yes.
Double
good
it.
Idea.
Double it, Dad.
So that's your idea, but Mum took it.
Mum just enhanced it.
Yeah.
So Mum, your ideas are always going to
stand. He's
going to
go for my idea, though, because that's more money.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, the $10 is
well, better. Your idea was $10 more. My idea was
double. That's more money. He's not going to want to spend more money on
it. It's necessary.
We'll see.
If you want to get in there.
In January, Boxing Day, email us, baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com. Tell us how it went.
Yeah, Tom.
All right. Our next question comes from on the Discord, Lord Jahia. They say, Bailey family question. Since I've just graduated from uni last year and have just started working full time with just a couple weeks off over Christmas, how do I fully utilize my time off before I have to go back to catching the train in 40 degree heat?
First off,
yeah,
trains are usually air conditioned. So he's not catching the train. He's catching the train while it's 40 degrees, but the train itself is not going to be 40
degrees.
You will
be air conditioned.
So that's irrelevant.
Don't bring up the heat if you're in a nice train.
I've noticed a way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Red Dead Redemption.
He's
probably already played it.
Playing video games.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I'm Lord Jiha.
Well, either way, it's a great game.
Why do you think that it's a boy's game?
I don't. What did I just say? I said either way, boy or girl, it's a great game. Well, for me, I prefer to play as a dude because I'm a dude.
Can you play as a girl?
No.
In online you can.
I'm going to make an online chick. Yeah. You made an old woman, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
That's great. I look crazy.
Are the clothes better for chicks?
Yeah. There's super, you might be able to.
They were in GTA Online too.
Yeah.
You could actually get hats.
See, that's so good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
See, in this room, a lot of time has been, I wouldn't say wasted.
Yeah.
Playing Red Dead Redemption.
What do you mean?
Well, this person wants to know, what are they going to do with their time?
Play Red Dead. Well, that's it. This is the discussion.
Well, I've got...
Yeah.
I don't think they should just play a computer game for,
why?
Why? 2 weeks.
Why?
Yeah.
I've been playing it for 4.
Yes, well...
Is that a good use of your time?
Yes. There is a whole world to see out there.
I've seen it.
Right, there's a whole world to see in there.
Yeah, there's a whole world to see in there.
It's very confusing for me because Ryder comes out of his bedroom and says, oh, today I was robbing a stagecoach. I'm like, what? We're going to shoot this guy? And then I remember he's playing a game.
How long do they... Okay, so they've just got a couple of weeks off. That's not much time to do... Like, obviously you could sit down and play Red Dead Redemption.
Mm.
But, like, to even do anything very exciting, 2 weeks just isn't heaps of time.
Well, I reckon you could make this the most fantastic 2 weeks of your life.
Yeah, okay.
Like, pack...
Like the summer of George.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Pack everything you can. Start booking online.
No, uni student.
Yeah,
true. I'm assuming that it's with less little money. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say play Red Dead or go for a walk.
Fishing rides.
Fishing's cost a lot of money. Tackle costs a lot.
You could just get a stick with a line on the end.
Yeah.
A little hobo fishing rod.
Just tie a bit of twine to your toe and lazily hang it in a river. Yeah. Hope you get a fish.
Well, this 2 weeks, you could, by the time you're 35, have forgotten about.
That's
right?
True. Mm.
So it doesn't count.
Let's not forget this 2 weeks. Right? That's what I'm saying.
Two different ideas. Right? It's like, so who cares?
No, see, I see the opposite.
Make a list of everything that you would not normally do and do it, right?
So try to step out of your comfort zone in this 2 weeks. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Go right out.
Go berserk.
Go berserk. Shave your head.
Step one, day one of your 14 days, shave your head.
Step, you know, by 8:30. Your head is shaved. You've booked the tattoo parlor. You've bought a baseball bat.
Uh-huh.
Right.
What's that for? I'm so excited to find
it. Nose ring.
You've got a nose ring.
No hair. Tattoo. Yeah.
Well, so you're just turning them into a skinhead.
Then you go and eat what you've never tasted before.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right. So,
again, uni budget.
Yeah, that you can eating what you haven't eaten before.
You can just get grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Not here.
Yeah.
Where do they live?
Grasshoppers.
Where do they live?
Cook them yourself.
The front yard.
Yeah.
What? No, not grasshoppers. This person.
I don't know. They're calling it uni, not college. So,
UK or Australia.
Yeah, UK or Australia.
Yeah.
Or New Zealand.
Yeah. That's 40-degree heat sounds like Australia.
Yeah,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Australia. Yeah.
And also 2 weeks over summer.
That's true.
It's Australia.
So grasshoppers, plentiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But do they know how to cook them?
They're already bald.
There's recipes.
They're already bald and covered in tattoos with a baseball bat they're not using. They might as well catch and cook some grasshoppers.
You know, I'm thinking of a sport they've never played.
Okay,
that was
so
the baseball bat.
Right? Stomach full of grasshoppers. Head to the diamond. Play some baseball.
Everything. Make a list. Everything I've never done. Everything I've never eaten.
Would you make that list and do it? There are a lot of things you've never done, and there are a lot of things you would fucking hate to do.
Yes.
So you can't just say do everything you've never done.
But
because
I'm just saying,
hate it.
Here's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But no one's ever given me this proposition before.
Yeah, nobody's ever been like, Dad, you have 2 weeks gratis, basically.
Yeah.
Do what you like. Remember this 2 weeks.
I might think, if I was young and single, I might think, right, this 2 weeks could just fade away into the oblivion like the rest of your life. Like, oh, do I remember 2 weeks? Sometime before I started uni? No. But if I'd done my list.
Literally, if you'd done the first thing, you would remember it. So it's just day one. It's presumably around like midday to 2 p.m. and you're playing baseball.
Yeah, this guy's
with a really sore tattoo. And
we didn't list what kind of tattoo, so that's up to you, I guess. That's your choice.
Now you're totally unrecognizable to your friends. You're probably in hospital.
Yeah, it's probably not good to just eat front yard crickets. You don't know.
But you'll remember.
Absolutely. If
you're in hospital.
If your day one is that, and then from day two till you're at uni is Red Dead Redemption. You'll remember day one.
And are you staying in Red Dead?
Mm.
So you do my day one, Ryder's day two.
Okay.
Okay, who's going to give this guy the best day? That's my day one.
About my day is my day will be 13 days. Because once there's one day of playing that game, Yes. The rest of the games are days are a write-off.
I still think, though, I would remember Dad's Day more. I don't think Dad's Day would be nicer, but I would remember it.
Yeah, that's right. By the end of Dad's Day, you're going to be full of regrets.
Yeah, it's
you're like, oh, God. I'm
that's
like,
why yeah. if you have 2 weeks spare, waste it.
Yeah.
Just waste it. Don't leave the house. Buy a bunch of tasty, bad-for-you food and watch movies and TV shows on the couch.
Getting out of your comfort zone is overrated.
Oh, no. Come on.
No, well, not
I
always.
I like my comfort zone.
Me too. My comfort zone's my baby. But, yeah no. Get out of it sometimes.
I say, like, just watch Netflix for 2 weeks.
Yeah, waste it.
I say, I like Dad's idea.
Make a list of everyone you ever wanted to tell off. Let's Tuesday.
Imagine just Monday someone opening your door, shirtless, coming into tattoos. You don't know who it is for a bit.
Baseball bat hanging over their shoulder.
And they're pitch. Like, hey, you! And their breath smells like crickets. What is happening? Fuck you! And then they leave. To another house.
Tick them off the list.
What about if you were like, you know, here's my chance to knock my bucket list out early. Everybody right, does a bucket list when they're an old person. Do it now. You got 2 weeks.
That's a great idea.
See if you can get it done.
No, I guess that's hard your bucket list.
Money.
It involves going
because
to places. Yeah, money.
If you do your bucket list when you're at uni, what the hell are you doing for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that's right.
You're just
going to
be like,
to.
Well, I'm done. Like, I may as well check out early. I'm done.
Yeah, I added something to my bucket list recently, but I forget what the hell it was.
Mine's so weird.
What's your bucket
list?
Yeah,
tell us.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, come on.
You
one
have
thing.
To now.
Well, I've got a list here somewhere.
I'm excited to hear it. My bucket
might
list.
Might be on my old phone, actually.
Currently, I can't remember anything else on it. There's a new one I added recently, but I forget what it is see the Aurora Borealis and get shot.
Those
are the
shot. Get shot, you
just
weirdo.
In the leg.
I'll do it.
Yeah, it's just because it's an experience,
bizarre.
You know? Something no one else has ever, you know, in your life, you're probably not going to get shot.
That's not for you. That's for this guy's list.
What was that after he's yelled at everyone, he goes and shoots himself in the foot? Woo! Day one!
Day one's
there is an
over.
Artist who got shot for art.
Yeah.
It's been done.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing it for art. I'm just doing it to see what it feels like.
Imagine when my guy gets home and his wife says, what did you do today?
Wow. Let's begin.
I feel like it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Lord Jiha? It's hard to tell. It's
no,
well,
maybe
Lord. Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
That's true. Yeah.
No, Lord's a girl.
Lord the singer is a girl. Yeah.
But this is like Lord...
It's the Lord of
is it
something.
Got an E on the end?
No, it's not like Lord the Singer.
Then it's a fella.
Have you got your bucket list?
No, it's on my old phone.
Nah, well.
Tell us, you know what's
give
on it.
Give me two
come
things
on.
Off it.
Nope.
All right.
All right.
That's for people
you'll
to
find
it.
Out when I do it.
Right.
I like it. It sounds like it's going to be big enough that people will hear it. Yeah, no, I guess the problem with doing your bucket list is that it's like an expensive endeavor most of the time. So.
And also, yeah. like, you know...
No. Yeah.
Well, like a bucket list is like you keep adding things to it.
Yeah,
so like
true.
You have to quickly think about all the shit you have to do. You know?
You want
to
wait until the end, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we're saying either waste it or live it to your largest extreme.
Exact opposite.
Waste it because once you get back to uni,
yeah, you'll regret doing all that crazy.
What about if you just take
stuff.
A week to go nuts and then a week?
They got 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give them both.
Do both.
Right.
But then. First week has to be full on, second week has to be wasteful.
Yeah, because you got
to
cool down.
And also, if you waste the first week, you're going to waste the second week. You're not going to stop lying on the couch eating ice cream all day to do outdoor stuff.
You're not going to be like, all right, time to shave my head. Okay, turn off Red Dead Redemption, here we go.
You got to do my week first.
Yeah, you got to go Dad's week and then Mom and Ride's this week.
Okay.
The all wasting right. is a reward.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, final question comes from Mion Gallagher. On the Gmail, they say, hey everyone, I need Bailey family help. I've added plenty of context for Ryder.
Thank you.
I moved in with my boyfriend about 6 months ago, bringing my two cats with me and two snakes. He loves
I
the
also
cats.
Have two snakes.
That's true. What are your snakes' names?
Tiger and Baby.
Which one is nice and which one is mean?
Tiger's lovely. Baby's a cunt.
The problem is that he loves the cats, spends all his time fussing them, and buys them lots of toys and treats. The problem is I want another cat and he doesn't. I tried to open negotiations by saying I want 10 more cats, but he's not meeting me in the middle. He thinks our cats now, Abby the Tabby and Cabbage, would be too jealous and not want to share our attention. I think they'd be fine. How do I convince him to get me a cat for Christmas? Thanks, guys. Mayan, pronounced Mayan. And there's a picture of the cat.
Show me.
Of both cats. So that's one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's Abby the Tabby or...
Well, obviously it's not a tabby.
Okay. That's cabbage.
Oh, that's cabbage.
And that's Abby the Tabby.
Why does this person want another cat?
They love cats. Because the cats are her boyfriends.
Oh, so
she wants a cat for herself.
Is it a girl?
I think so, yeah, Mayon.
Wants her own cat.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a tough one.
I think she deserves her own cat.
I agree, because coming into a relationship with there are pets, are the snake? I would like to know if the snakes are hers or if the snakes are the boyfriends.
Mm.
I'm not sure.
Because...
Let the snake out.
It eats one of the cats.
No. Where does she live?
I'm not sure. Doesn't say.
Yeah. Well, I think the cats will eat the snakes.
True. Mm. And then you get to get a snake, I guess. But it's hard because three cats is a lot of cats. I don't know if for me it would be that, like, oh no, the other cats will get jealous. I just think that's like three cats in your house. That's a lot of cats. Yeah.
Well, this YouTuber I watch has 27.
Jesus.
I know.
Oh, that must stink.
No. He lives in like the middle of nowhere.
That still would smell. And just would
No, like he's got people. Like a bunch of acres and shit. They're not inside cats.
Outside cats feel so wrong. You know what I mean? Feels like a cat's meant to be inside.
Yeah, cats are for the couch.
Yeah. Outside cats feels dangerous and menacing. Yeah. I don't know how to get another cat into the house.
But on a pure fairness level,
yeah,
he's got two.
Yeah, you've got none.
It's like it's like meeting someone with a couple of kids. You know,
yeah,
you like you love these kids. You treat them as your own, but they're still you want a mutual kid too.
Yeah, or, exactly. Yeah. You want a kid that you got together. That's not just their kids.
That's a very good argument.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Those cats. I love those cats, but they're your cats. Mm. We need our cat.
I don't know if the kid thing translates necessarily to cats.
Okay. Well, no, but it's an example.
Yes, it's an example, but it's not quite the same.
Because you're with a kid, obviously, they're
biologically your kid.
Yeah, they're not biologically his cat.
Why can the boyfriend say she can't get a cat?
Yeah, just get it.
Yeah.
What can he do?
Get a kitten, especially. Because if he's already got two cats, he's not going to say no to another one.
He loves cats.
Mm.
Get a kitten and just leave it in the backyard and go, oh my God, look what's in the backyard.
Yeah.
A secret deception kitten. Mm.
Or get a ferret.
Okay.
Because a ferret is sort of like a snake and a cat. So it's both of your loves mixed together.
And it's smaller than a cat.
They stink, though. But...
Will the ferret eat the cat?
No.
Will the ferret eat the snake?
Yeah.
Don't snakes and ferrets hate each other?
Yeah, well, traditionally.
But there is a little danger here.
Yeah.
Is that he could see you got a cat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. A cat, right. Next day he brings home a snake.
True.
So you keep one-upping each other.
You got a snake.
Okay, well, maybe I get another cat.
And they get two cats.
I'm fine with that. No worries.
Snakes.
I see your snake.
I cannot wait to see on the news, like, couple evicted from house because they had 40 snakes and 40 cats. Imagine the sound of the people who have to go into that house and deal with it. You, like, open the door and hear, like, smew, yes. That's so scary for some reason.
Yeah.
But I think
you
if you get
be careful.
If you get a little kitten, though, you kind of can't say no to a kitten. You can't.
I could.
You reckon? If mum and dad brought home a kitten, would you kick it out?
Well, no, because I'd want it. But if I didn't want it,
you could be like, meh, whatever. Yeah. I don't think I could do that to like a dog or a cat in any stage of their life. Mm. I couldn't be like, nope, send it back. I would be like, well, I love this cat now, or I love this dog now. Yeah. It lives with me.
Once they're that cute,
you just can't say no. You can't kick them out. Yeah, it's a tough one. For Christmas,
I don't think it's tough.
Yeah?
I think get a cat.
Why is he the boss? That is a direct way of doing it.
I see his point, though. Those cats will crack the shits with the new cat.
Yeah, yes. There'll be a teething period, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
But after that, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could get a bigger cat.
Okay. So
No.
Right.
But if you get a bigger cat, you're like, my cat's in charge.
No, yeah. Well, you can't do that to the old cats.
Mm, that's true.
You have to get a smaller cat so they're bosses because they've been there long enough.
Mm. I think it's clear that the boyfriend loves cats so much. Like, it's a very cute thing to be like, no, but they'll be jealous. Mm. You know what I mean? So I think he loves cats enough that if you just get one, obviously, but they want... They want their boyfriend to get it for them for Christmas.
Oh.
That's the purview of the question. Yeah. How do I get him to get me a cat for Christmas?
Right. Why do you want it specifically for Christmas? If you want a cat, get a cat. Don't wait for him who obviously doesn't want to do it
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, he's never going
to
get you a cat. Yeah,
get your own cat for Christmas. Or get him a new one for Christmas that's secretly yours.
That's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Oh, got you a new cat. But anyway, I'm going to name it this.
Good if you do it with your little weird laughs as well.
Yeah. Got your cat.
That's great as well if you've been like, hey, can we get a cat? And your boyfriend's like, no. And you're like, hey, guess what I got you for Christmas? The thing you said we couldn't have, but it's too late.
That's not going to work.
Well, if you get a cat and you register it to yourself, then just legally it'll be hard to get rid of it, right? Like if you register the cat to you and in your name and stuff, I don't really know how owning a pet works.
Well, it's registered with the council to your name. Yeah. But, you know, I don't think that kind of really
will it
really
make it
matters.
Harder to get rid of the cat?
Yeah, no. Possibly, okay. But no, not really.
Yeah, depends how you get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, she might come home one day and there's only two cats.
I just think that the boyfriend does not seem like he has it in him to get rid of a cat. I think it's like, it'd be like you with a dog. He's just not doing it.
No, he won't do it. No.
So if you get a cat for yourself or you just bring it home and there you go, we got a cat. Mm. Or you buy a cat for your boyfriend. There's nothing he can do. He just won't.
But how do you get him to give it to you for Christmas? You that's very hard.
It's not going
to
happen.
It's a difficult puzzle to crack there, isn't it? Unless, no matter how big a stink you kick up, you could invent a story about a cat you had as a kid.
Yes, that's true.
And that's why you want a cat so much, because your cat was hit by a tractor or whatever when you were little. And, if only I had a cat, I would be so much happier. And then all of a sudden, ta-da.
I think you have to say, gee, I didn't realize you were this kind of person. I didn't realize how selfish you were.
No, that's rude.
But you could go to extravagant lengths.
Okay.
You could play him subliminal messages whilst he's asleep. If I want a cat,
hike up your pants and kneel down and be like, buy me a cat for Christmas. Who's talking? No, I was asleep the whole time. Didn't do anything.
So you could do that sort of thing.
That's true. Or what if you get your family to give you a cat for Christmas and then you're like, I couldn't get rid of it. Mum and dad got it for me. That'd be so rude. I guess we'll have to have another cat.
Yes, you could do that. Or you could word up all your friends and your family to keep every now and again in the conversation, bring up, you know what? What's her name? Jen, is it?
No, it's Mayon.
What?
Mayon.
Mayon. You know what Mayon's always wanted for Christmas?
Just a cat.
A cat. And we should have got her one, but we didn't, you know?
We're terrible.
Biggest regret of my life.
Biggest regret of my life is we never got her a cat
every
for Christmas.
Every day I kick myself for not getting her a cat for Christmas.
If only there was a way.
Oh, well. Just nothing we can do,
opportunity's gone now.
I can't think of a way for her to get a cat now.
You can do that. That with the subliminal messages.
You got a lot of options.
You got to pull out all the stops.
If you become a steamroller of cat wanting and you just make it your life's goal till Christmas, you will get a cat. Inevitably, you'll get a cat.
Yeah.
They're very cute cats, the ones you already have. They're very adorable. I want to know how big the house is, though, because that could come into it, too.
Yes. Not for cats.
You don't think so?
I don't need much room.
Yeah, that's true.
You
can
get them out in the morning and they do their own thing until night.
But if you live in, an apartment or something, a one-bedroom. If you're living in a one-bedroom apartment with two snakes, that's pretty crazy.
And not really. Too. Snakes just sit on the wall.
Yeah, that's true. Snakes don't take up much room. Ferret, I reckon, maybe, is my favourite suggestion of all of the ones we've come up with here tonight. Because, like Ryder says, a ferret is a snake and a cat. Mm. It's your two loves combined in one animal.
Mm.
What if you could get a cat that was little and long? Ta-da! Ferret.
Get a ferret.
I think ultimately I agree with Ryder. Just get a ferret instead. It's like a cute long cat. That's great.
My solution's too much bother.
Meerkat.
Meerkat. I
can't get a meerkat.
It's just like a nice ferret.
That's true. Like a nice ferret that can stand up. That's what a meerkat
is. It's a charming ferret.
It's a ferret with a tie on. That's what a meerkat is. A ferret that's got an education.
So, like, the ferrets are like the gangsters the mob.
They're all sleazy and slimy and oily, and the meerkats are upstanding citizens looking out for their fellow meerkats.
They're like the maitre d' at the restaurant.
The ferret comes up to the meerkat comes up to the ferret at the restaurant and is like, "Sir, I'm going to have to ask you politely to leave. You're scaring the other guests with your weird body." So I think ultimately I would say get a ferret.
Get a ferret.
Just get a ferret. Get a ferret. It's the right move. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
And if you've got any questions for us, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us on the Discord and we'll do our best to answer them. Or the Facebook group, wherever you know we'll see them. See ya.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.